Hello, Stella.
Hi, Billy. How are you doing this morning out there in Fort Dodge, Iowa?
I'm doing great, and I was surprised you even remembered me from Nashville, the Billy Block Show back in 2000, but I was so impressed with you because of your multi-talent, not just your music.
Oh, Lord, honey, I just try to stay busy. You know that.
And you put out a ton of albums. Now, let's see, a little bit. It must have been about 2001 or two you put out one of my favorites, and that was the Appalachian Music CD that you put out.
Appalachian Blues, yeah. I did that before anybody put out Mountain Soul or any of that stuff. They started realizing that Appalachian music has a lot of blues, and it's soulful music. So I kind of coined that phrase for my own music, Appalachian Blues, because it's not bluegrass, it's not folk, it's kind of soulful mountain music.
And of course, I guess the whole family has music in their bones, don't they?
Well, I guess we do. We all, our family is chock full of songwriters, and we grew up, this is like third generation songwriters that I'm aware of, I think maybe fourth.
And I know that Dolly has done some movie making. She was in that Greatest Little Whorehouse in Texas. But actually, you were doing acting before that, weren't you?
Actually, I was in Dukes of Hazzard before my sister ever had her acting foray into that film.
And is it true? Now, I've always heard rumors, and sometimes rumors aren't true. But is it true that you and Dolly were really competitive growing up?
Actually, no. I was just her bothersome kid sister. I was always, you know, hoping and wanting and trying to just be included in whatever she did. So, no, that was never true. That is tabloid fodder.
I didn't think so. I just wanted to clear that up.
No, you know, people have always wanted that to be so, but it was never so by me at all.
So, because I heard some people talking about how whenever you did your collaborations that, well, you've made up and all that stuff, but none of that was true, was it?
Never has been. That's all been lies, and I've been demonized many times in the tabloids, which broke my heart. But that's just part of it. You know, you just kind of have to go with it, and, you know, you can't change the way people are going to attack you and the things. I've found, Billy, over the years that people judge you by what they're capable of.
That's right, and they are jealous, and it's really competitive in Nashville. But you focused on just putting out good music. You really weren't focusing on hits, were you?
Well, you know, I never have thought of myself as a competitive person. I've always just tried to compete with myself, and I've produced most all my records, but three. I've had 33 albums up to now, and I've produced all of them, but three.
Are you still going in the studio pretty regular?
Oh, yeah. I'm just now trying to finish, ironically and timely as it is. I've been working for the last 4 or 5 years on a tribute album to my sister, and can you imagine the daunting task of trying to pick 10 or 11 songs out of a catalog as vast as hers? She's written over 3,000 songs, and I had to try to find songs that I felt like could make a good album without it being such a hodgepodge. And so I have actually gone back to what I think is the songs that resonated with me the most, songs that she wrote in the 70s. And I'm doing an album called Mountain Songbird, and we'll soon be, next month, for her to celebrate her 70th birthday, I'm releasing a tribute song that I wrote with Tom T. Hall and Dixie Hall before she passed away, and it's called Mountain Songbird, and it's about Dolly, and it's the crown piece on this tribute album, and that's going to be the title of the album, and it's about our family and how we felt when she left home.
I guess a big void, wasn't it?
Well, it was kind of shocking because no one had ever left, you know, and gone away. I mean, everybody, they might have moved 30 miles away, but they didn't move away. Some 18-year-old girl get on a bus and leave home the day after they graduated from high school. That was a big deal for us children, and that was a big deal for her. And she missed us greatly, and we were, you know, heartbroken. But, you know, there we are.
Well, a lot of good came out of it. Now, you still perform live, don't you? You do a lot of shows. I know you toured Scandinavia, didn't you?
Yeah, I've never stopped performing. I've been touring with my own band for 46 years, and I've done a lot of work in Europe because I had a pop hit over there in the 70s. Danger of a Stranger was a big pop hit for me over in the UK. And so I'll be taking the tour, the Mountain Songbird tour over there. I'll be headlining that in the UK end of February and through March. And so to answer your question, I've never stopped performing, and I've never stopped acting. I did take off kind of like about a year, about 10 years, and did a lot of plays. I starred in 5 Broadway touring musicals. I toured all over the country, internationally as well, with 5 different productions when I lost my record deal. So that's why you haven't heard that much of me on the radio, because I lost my record deal. But I've still, as an independent artist, continued to record and produce records. And so I'll always do that. And I've been doing lots of independent films. That this will probably, I think, last count, this is my 17th foray into film. And so tonight on NBC at 8 o'clock Central Time, I'll be portraying the character of Corla Bass, the Gospel Church lady, in the Coat of Many Colors movie, which is about our family.
And tell us more about that character. Also, tell us about how you actually helped, I guess, bring them around and recreate the real live experience of the way things were. And you kind of consulted, didn't you?
Well, Dolly had a kidney stone attack. She was actually going to be on set and on location with us, and I was looking forward to that because I had auditioned and gotten a small role that was left. And I said, well, there's one more role left. She called me from L.A. and said, no, there's one more role left, but you can't be pretty in this movie. I said, I don't care. That's what acting is. And so I got the role of Corla Bass by just them seeing some of my trailers and my acting resume. They saw, I sent that to them, and they said, well, let her have that role. So I was honored to even get a small part. Corla Bass is just actually a pivotal role in the film. She's not a family member. She's the lady who owns the mercantile store downtown. And I only have 2 major little scenes, so it's not a big role. But Dolly had a kidney stone attack and could not make it to the set. So the day I showed up to do my part, she had left sent an email and said, my darling sister Stella will have to serve as advisor on the film. So I couldn't tell them she was sick because I didn't know when she would show up. And so I was on the set the entire time for character development, because I knew all the characters, all my siblings, my parents and my aunts and uncles and my, you know, grandparents. So
I guess you had worked
about us.
You had also worked with John Schneider, I guess, on the Dukes of Hazzard, so you already knew him, right?
John is not in the film.
I thought he was.
Ricky Schroeder is
plays
his dad.
I get those guys confused all the time. I'm sorry.
I know a lot of people do. But it's Ricky Schroeder plays my dad, and Jennifer Nettles, actually from Sugarland, portrays my mother. And there's a really great cast of kids that play us, and Sarah McKenzie plays me, and Olivia Lind plays Dolly, and she does a brilliant job. And all the kids are just great. It takes place in the 50s when Dolly was about 9 years old, and I was 5. So it's about, you know, that age when our little brother passed away. So it's a tearjerker, so make sure you get your tissues out.
Oh, we're looking forward to it. And also, though, when did this begin? When did the idea first hatch?
You know, I'm not sure, because I've been so busy with my own life and my own career that I never paid that much attention. But I did see in the paper, I mean, I don't discuss all this stuff with Dolly. It's her business, and I take care of my own. But I did see that she had done a deal with NBC to contract for 3 films. But now it's going to be like 7 films. The next one will be Jolene. And so they're working on that script now. So that's all I know. That I think about a year and a half ago.
Wow.
And it's just ironic that I got kind of inserted into this. I really live my own life and have my own separate career, but it just kind of worked out that way. And as Dolly said, it must have been God's will, because she wasn't able to be there, and so I was able to have her back. And that's what family does. You try to have each other's backs when things, right, you know, present and themselves.
You just stepped right in there, so we're really excited about it, like you said, on NBC tonight, 8 o'clock Central. Now, we're going to have to get you up here to Fort Dodge, because I know we have summer festivals, and somebody here is going to want to bring you up to perform, I know.
Well, that'd be great. I do want everybody to know that I don't really look like Corla Bass. If you want to, get on StellaCarton.com, and you can kind of see what I really look like. But I'll be surprised if a lot of people think, well, where's Stella? I thought Stella was in the film, but maybe they'll recognize my voice.
Yeah,
I did try to keep my East Tennessee accent.
It's acting. Well, we're looking forward to it, and you and I could talk all day long. And I know you have so many albums out, and it's Attic Entertainment, right? Is that a website there that they can go to, or do you have another one too?
Go to StellaCarton.com, or go and you can hit the store button on my website, and it'll take you to CD Baby, where you'll find all my CDs and all that stuff.
Well, I'm really thrilled that you took time to talk to us today here in Iowa. You're talking to the entire state of Iowa and all the little states around there. I mean, I get calls from 200 miles away, and I was promoting it big yesterday, so I know we have a lot of listeners, and people just love you up here, Stella.
Well, you know, Billy, thank you for taking the time, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and God bless you out there. But also, I want to, on behalf of my family and my sister Dolly, thank all of you for always caring about the artistic expression that we try to present to the world. We were raised to try to make the world a better place, and I hope maybe in some small way we are.
And, you know, I've seen the progression of country music, because when I first got into radio in the early 70s, it was kind of getting more progressive about the time you came along, you know, Waylon Willie and all these guys. And we survived that, and now we kind of went through the same thing, because I noticed when I was in Nashville in 2000 that a lot of the record companies from Los Angeles were coming over and having a lot of influence on country music in Nashville, which is why it turned out to be more pop. But I think that we're kind of getting back to the basics, because these classic country stations are huge.
Well, you know, they keep talking about that. They were doing that when I had my first hit record. And I have answered that question, Bill, since 1975, because my first album, which was on my own label when I was just a kid, they asked me all the time, Stella, are you trying to go to bring pop into country music, which was never the case. I was just expressing my music, because I grew up with the Supremes and all that Motown sound, and I always liked all of it, from Roy Acuff and Kitty Wells to Diana Ross. So it was all influenced in my music. So I think if it's good music, like the traditional stuff that Randy Travis and people like that brought back in the 80s, I think every decade of country music, that's why country music, I consider it to be an organic thing. It's real earthy, and it's going to have influences of whatever the society is tolerating at that time.
And don't you see bluegrass really growing right now?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there's Mountain Songbird, which will be on this album, is the most bluegrass-sounding thing I've ever done.
Wow, and I love bluegrass.
You'll like this song, then. I can't wait for you to hear it.
And the only thing that I notice is that I tend to find that more men like bluegrass and less women. So maybe with you getting into that bluegrass realm, you can kind of open it up more to the ladies that really don't understand bluegrass.
Well, you know, it's just about the story song to me, more than the music. But for me, bluegrass has always been about not just the story, but the musicianship of the string players, because they're string musicians. You know, they don't use drums, they don't have piano or horns. So it's about the dexterity and flexibility of great musicians playing that music as fast as they can.
Absolutely. If you have a nice restaurant with some fried chicken and all that stuff, and with a bluegrass band, I guarantee it'll be standing room only.
I agree. Well, thank you, Bill. I appreciate you calling to talk to me, and And thank you for supporting our music and our family. And hope you watch the movie tonight.
We certainly will. Merry Christmas, and you have a happy new year, Stella.
You too, and God bless everybody.
You too. Stella Parton, friends.
Back through the years.